What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 444. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about desmopressin effectiveness and safety in patients with antiplatelet-associated intracranial hemorrhage. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode444. The title of the article is A Retrospective Assessment of Desmopressin or DDAVP Effectiveness and Safety in Patients with Antiplatelet-Associated Intracranial Hemorrhage. The lead author is Elizabeth Feldman, and this is published ahead of print in Critical Care Medicine. Back in episode 51, I reviewed the guidelines for reversal of antithrombotics and intracranial hemorrhage, which were put out by the Neurocritical Care Society and Society of Critical Care Medicine. These guidelines include a conditional recommendation to give DDAVP 0.4 mics per kilo for intracranial hemorrhage associated with aspirin, COX-1 inhibitors, or ADP receptor inhibitors. The recommendation was based on weak and limited evidence, and the authors of the study sought to add to the literature available by performing the first comparative assessment analyzing DDAVP effectiveness and safety in antiplatelet-associated intracranial hemorrhage. The analysis was a retrospective chart review done at a single center. Adult patients with evidence of ICH on CT scan who were taking at least one antiplatelet agent were included. A total of 124 patients were analyzed. 55 received DDAVP and 69 did not. The primary effectiveness outcome was intracranial hemorrhage expansion greater than or equal to 3 mLs during the first 24 hospital hours. The primary safety outcomes were the largest absolute decrease from baseline serum sodium during the first 3 treatment days and new onset thrombotic events during the first 7 days. Receipt of DDAVP was associated with an 88% decreased likelihood of intracranial hemorrhage expansion during the first 24 hours compared to the group of patients who did not receive DDAVP. The safety outcomes did not differ between groups. The authors concluded DDAVP was associated with a decreased likelihood of intracranial hemorrhage expansion during the first 24 hours. DDAVP administration did not significantly affect serum sodium and thrombotic events during the study period. The study is small and retrospective. However, it is the first to show a benefit of DDAVP administration compared to giving no DDAVP. While the primary outcome of effectiveness was a surrogate endpoint of hematoma volume expansion, this endpoint is well correlated with improved functional outcomes. As there's no alternative to DDAVP, the study does add to the strength of available data, suggesting it should be considered an intracranial hemorrhage in patients on an antiplatelet agent. It should be noted that most of the patients in this study were on aspirin only or aspirin plus clopidogrel rather than the newer antiplatelet agents. To get a copy of my 6 best tips for pharmacists responding to inpatient medical emergencies, go to my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 16 on the list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.